Day two. God is the provider of every good thing in your life. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Every good and perfect gift. What's good in your life? What's wonderful in your life? What are the things that you are most grateful for? Those things, my friend, are a gift from God. How many of you here, you like the story, It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart? Anyone like that story? Okay. That's one of my favorite movies of all times. Wasn't very famous when it first came out, but boy, it's become a real classic now. And my family likes to normally watch it around the Christmas holidays. And I just love thinking about this whole idea of here's this man, you know, when he says, I wish I would have never been born. And then it's like, okay, what is that? What does his family look like? And what does his town look like? And what do his friends look like? What are the differences that this one life made? And I think of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think, what if the Lord Jesus Christ would have never come? What would your life look like? What would my life look like? You see, every good thing in my life has come from the hand of a loving Heavenly Father. I wouldn't be married without the Lord Jesus. You see, because I met my wife at a church and we went to a Christian camp, but if the Lord Jesus had not come into this world, that church would not have been there. That Christian camp would not have been there. I would have never married my wife. We wouldn't have known each other. We wouldn't have had our children. We have two adopted children, and we have one natural born child. And you see, those two adoption agencies, they were Christian agencies. And if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ coming to the world and causing people to be compassionate in India and another place here in the U.S., you see, my children would never have come into my life. I wouldn't have had the church I grew up in over the years. I was part of Bethel College and Seminary for a while. That experience wouldn't have been in my life. I wouldn't be at the church I'm at right now in Colorado Springs, a wonderful congregation. I would be without hope. I would be without help. I would be without heaven. I'd be without Maranatha. You see, you take the Lord Jesus Christ out of your life, and if He would have never come into your life or never come into this world, all of the good that you and I have ever experienced would literally evaporate in a moment's time. Your marriages, your families, your church, many of your friendships, so many things that are the greatest blessings in your life would be gone in an instant if the Lord Jesus Christ would not have come. And it's a wonderful thing to consider and to contemplate the goodness of God in our life. The Bible says every good and perfect gift is from above. Anything we have, it comes from His hand. But God is also a very faithful provider. It's unbelievable the ways that God can provide for us. Proverbs 8:18, God says, unending riches, honor and justice and righteousness are mine to distribute. My gifts are better than the purest gold or sterling silver. Those who love me, follow me, and indeed are wealthy, I fill their treasuries. And it's an unbelievable thing when we realize that God is our source and God is our provider, because it changes everything about us. Because then if He is our source and provider, whenever we have a need and God is more interested in our need than our greeds. I'm not a prosperity gospel. I'm not a name it, claim it, blab it, grab it kind of preacher. God is concerned about your needs. He's not too interested in your greeds. But when you realize that He is the source and He is the provider and He is the giver of every good and perfect gift, it's okay to pray. It's okay to go to the Lord on any financial decision, on any purchase, and just talk to the Lord about it. And it's a wonderful thing to realize that things come from His hand. You heard today the story, those of you that were here this morning, about the boots that I prayed for money, but God sent me the boots I needed. I didn't need money, I needed boots, and God provided. You know, and that was a significant turning point in my life, because I began to discover that if unending riches are God's to distribute, and He can provide what is necessary and what is needed, then all things are appropriate to talk about with Him. One day at the camp, the leaders came in to me. I was kind of the finance guy, marketing fellow at the camp I was at, and the operations guy came in to me and he said, you know, we need to buy a new septic pump. And I said, well, okay, well, how much is it? And he said, well, it's $15,000. And I thought, we didn't have $15,000. And he was saying, well, we have to have the septic pump. We have to order it. And the camp had gone to a debt-free basis to operate their ministries while I was there. And so I said, well, if it's a have to, then we can talk to God about it. If it's a real need, then we can talk to God about it. And so we began to pray and say, God, we need a septic pump. Now, I don't know, when you think about a septic pump, how do you raise money for a septic pump? I mean, do you send out a letter and ask everybody to get behind it? I mean, what do you do? I mean, you give memorial opportunities, in honor of my grandfather Joe, we put it on the septic pump. I mean, I was a bit perplexed on how we're going to raise the money for the septic pump, but we had to have it. And so we were praying about it, and I was mindful of this verse, that God is the distributor of what we need. He is the provider. And so I thought to myself, I said to the guy, I said, well, go find out who makes it. And so he comes back, and he found out a company in Connecticut made it. Actually, it was a Swedish company, and they had offices in Connecticut. And I said, now I want you to tell me everything about that pump. I want you to tell me the make and the model and the color. I guess, well, there wasn't a color, but, whatever it is, I need to know. I need to know exactly what the septic pump is. And so he gave me all the information. I called the company, and I talked to the most important person that was there. It was the assistant to the president. You see, presidents come and go, but assistants are the ones that run the show. And so I called and I said, who's the president? And they told me his name. And then I called back and they said, who's the president's assistant? And they told me your name. And I hung up, and a little while later I called her back and I said, this is Brian Kluth and I'm working with a camp in Wisconsin and your company manufactures septic pumps and it's the very septic pump we need. And I was wondering if there's somebody that you could point me to that could help me get this septic pump and if you could donate it or discount it or do something. And she said, sure, I want you to talk to Ole Olson. And so she said, send him a fax. This is a number of years ago. And so I sent Ole a fax. And, I told him about the need for the septic pump, told him about our camp. And is there any way that they could help us? And so I sent it off. And I said, Ole, I'll call you in a couple of days. And so called him in a couple of days. And Ole was from Sweden. I call him and I said, Ole, this is Brian. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got your letter. We got your letter. Yeah, 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 yeah. And so I said, well, Ole, that's great. I said, I was just wondering, is there any chance that your company can help us? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We sent a pump. And I said, Ole, but we never talked. He said, there's an expensive pump. Yeah, that's an expensive pump, but we sent the pump. And I'm like, Ole, but we didn't ever talk about the money. He said, oh, no. We're just going to give it to you. We're giving you the pump. We're sending you the pump. $15,000 pump. My friend, I wasn't there with the Israelites when the manna came down from heaven. But I will tell you this, when the semi rolled down the road to the camp with the septic pump on the back and it weighed about 400 pounds, it was manna from heaven. You see, God knew our need was a septic pump. And what did God give us? He didn't give us the $15,000 to buy the septic pump. He gave us the septic pump. And that got my juices flowing. And this camp was a little on the older side and needed a lot of work. And I began to call corporations all over America. And I talked to the most important people in the world, the assistant to the president. and we got lumber given to us. We got windows given to us. We got power machinery given to us. We just had thing after thing after thing, mattresses and doors and carpet and all kinds of things. All over America, God gave us favor because unending riches are His to distribute. And God meets our needs, not our greeds. He is the provider of every good thing in our life. It's a wonderful, transforming truth. If you turn your page there, I think there's one here about practical advice about giving. And I just want to point out one thing here. It says, if you are not a Christian, it's very possible that there's someone here. You're here and we're grateful you're here, but you've never crossed that spiritual line. You've never put your faith in Christ. You still have more questions than you have answers. And you're here listening to something about giving and living a generous life. But my friend, if you are not a believer yet, I don't want you to worry about giving to God. What I want you to realize is what you can receive from God. You can receive forgiveness of sins. You can receive a brand new start. You can receive the power to be good, the power to do good. You can receive help for your problems and the ability to forgive and a home in heaven. My friend, if you are here and you're not a believer in the Lord Jesus, a Christ follower yet, the journey starts with receiving from God. And God will, yes, transform you and change you and make you into a generous person with your whole life and your being. But realize that it's what Christ has done for you. That's the starting point of the Christian life and receiving from God.